broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
I think it's ridiculous. I think the kids should be allowed to play.
I am, frankly, shocked.
I'm kind of nervous about it. It's like it's coming. Here it is.
Unfortunately, since I made that decision, members of Congress have...
Bleeping retarded.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The only news, talk, and entertainment show that seems to be left that knows what it's talking about. Radio for patriots by patriots, a professional operation in a world of amateurs. Oh, baby. Anyway, welcome to our program, and don't forget, our Patriot line open right now at 877-876-PHIL. Right now, 877-876-PHIL. That's our Patriot line. And you join us, and when you do join us, you, of course, are committing to... You are committing to being a part of an army. No, not just an army, a legion, a Roman legion, as we just step all over the horse dung, man. Of course, you got to hose it off later, but...
That would be expected.
But welcome here to Radio for Patriots by Patriots, our number 877-876-PHIL, and we go places other talk shows cannot go. Tonight on the show, we will be talking to Mr. Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, who was in Detroit for the Charlie Sheen show. He wants his money back. And there aren't any refunds being given out for the disaster that was the Detroit Charlie Sheen show. There's no refunds being given out. And yet Mr. Bozell will demand that recompense. Our affiliate spotlight tonight on Riverside San Bernardino's KMET 1490 AM and KVOL 1330 AM in Lafayette, Louisiana. And we're online at philhendryshow.com right now with the Phil TV in HD webcast. And, of course, we are on the air over 115 affiliates across the country. If you're looking for an affiliate in your area, you can go to our affiliates list. That's our affiliates list at philhendryshow.com and get yourself a backstage pass for all of our archives, everything that we have to offer there, so you are always on top of things. And, of course, our daily podcast as well, The Daily Show, and we have a podcast of our classic Phil material as well at philhendryshow.com. All right, we're going to get Mr. Stephen Bozell on the line here from Corona, California, and talk to him about the Charlie Sheen show in Detroit. He, by the way, revamped it. And this is not really about Charlie Sheen, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't really about his show. This is about at least one man believing that he has a right to a refund because the show was bad. He's also proposing a lawsuit to force Sheen to refund the money from this show on Friday night. 877-876-PHIL is our number. Let's listen before we talk to Mr. Bozell to... Charlie Sheen, I don't know if this is him. This is the Guardian newspaper with a camera outside the Detroit venue. The Guardian? Isn't that a British paper?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm so happy to see we're relevant here. That wow, a British newspaper. Anyway, the Guardian had a camera outside the Detroit venue as streams of audience members started to walk out of the show.
10 minutes in the show and I'm leaving. It's horrible. It's not winning, it's losing.
Waste your money. Sell them. Sell them while you can. It's awful. There's talk Snoop Dogg was going to be here. There's a whole menu of what's going to be. You know, where's Snoop Dogg? You know,
Snoop Dogg?
Don't do it, people. Don't do it. Because
the only reason I went.
There's nothing. Nothing.
Dog. Charlie was terrible. The stories didn't even make sense.
Absolute train wreck. Train wreck.
Horrible.
All right, we get the picture. Stephen Bozell, you were there, sir, correct?
Yes, I was, sir.
And same opinion?
Yes, sir. It was not as it was advertised, and the double problem, of course, for a lot of us, that we had brought friends.
Now, you're from California, and you went out to Detroit for the show, right?
Yes, sir.
When did you leave? Like the day of the show?
No, we actually left the night before, and I went out with a friend of mine our wives, for whatever reason, didn't want to go, but we thought it would be fun, and I decided to put it on the company. Company credit card, which I have, and we flew out to Detroit on Thursday. We went to the Renaissance Hotel in Detroit, for three nights because we were going to stay for Saturday night. We were going to stay for Sunday night. So we went out to Detroit and
yeah, you got your days mixed up. Were you there on Thursday?
No, I'm sorry. We went out on Friday.
Because the show was Saturday night, right?
Yes, sir. Yes. So we went to the Fox Theater, which was where the Charlie Sheen show was on Saturday night, yes.
All right, now, you went into this show, and it was not a good show, and I've heard a million people reviewing it, and we know who Charlie Sheen is, and the interesting part of your story, Mr. Bozell, is that you are, and I heard people asking for refunds, and I heard, I think Mr. Sheen very snidely said, I've got your money, it's an experiment, and you knew what you were getting into. What do you say to that?
What do I say to what?
Well, the fact that Sheen said this was an experimental show.
That's not what. Charlie Sheen, Mr. Sheen, who I gave a lot of support to him. I felt that he was the next level because I do some stand-up comedy myself. I write jokes and I do some of the stand-up comedy. And
what do you do for a living though? What is your?
Well, I'm a construction contractor.
Okay. So you are a joke writer. Did you feel that Mr. Sheen's show was worthy of seeing for its humor?
Yes, sir. I thought he had said that he was going to have a new level of comedy and everything, and I had seen him on his different broadcasts that he did on Ustream, and so I was very confident that I was going to see a new level. When I got to the Detroit, and we got our rooms, and we went to the theater, I knew that I felt still that it was going to be a good show because he was late coming out. And I don't know if you're familiar, but if you're late, people late coming on stage, that they're good. That means that they're good. And then he came out, and I was pretty much stunned. I mean, I didn't know that it could ever be like that. And Mr. Pettigrew, who I was with. And
now this is Cliff Pettigrew, who's a partner of yours.
No, he's one of my employees. But we went out to the show.
Okay.
Mr. Pettigrew said to me, "Well, let's get out of here." And I said, "What do you mean?" And he said, "Because this," and he made some disparaging comments about how bad it was. He said, "This is terrible," and he said, "I have to get out. I've got to get away." And so I said to him, "Well, I want to get my money's worth." So he left. I stayed till the end and never did get my money's worth. It was my feeling. And because it was so bad, that's when I came home. And also, of course, his comments to me, Mr. Pettigrew.
What did Mr. Pettigrew say? Did he help you? Did he prompt you in this lawsuit?
Because he was so disparaging in his comments, I thought that this would elevate me, perhaps, in his esteem or with my workers. And instead, it made me look even more bad, I guess, than...
Are you still at work, sir, by the way? I can hear, like, a saw or something.
Yes, I am, yeah.
Okay.
If it's too loud, I can...
No, that's all right. It's not too distracting. So you've come home, and you have immediately filed some kind of a class action?
We, first of all, called the promoter and demanded that we get our money back, and they said there were no refunds, and that time I made the statement to my secretary, you have no idea how bad it is, and they said, it doesn't matter, and I thought that was unbelievable because I told them how bad it was.
All right, no, I understand you think it was a bad show, but let's get to this lawsuit. What are you claiming in your lawsuit?
I'm claiming false advertising.
You're claiming false advertising. What else?
I'm claiming loss of reputation and standing for myself.
Loss of reputation and standing because why? Because Charlie Sheen's show was so bad, you look bad to a fellow employee.
No, this man is an employee of mine. He's not a fellow employee.
All right, so this man works for you. I understand that. And then what else were you suing for? I believe you were suing for some sort of an emotional distress.
Yes, sir. Intentional infliction of emotional distress and emotional cruelty because they... Mr. Sheen must have known that in going out there and being putting on a show that was as bad as that, that it would be cruel. Boy, would it be cruel. Because then anyone who come to the show, as I did with a friend of mine, would then also have to deal with that.
And so you're suing, sir, and I'm looking at this for $750,000. Now, I know that the law in most states require a dollar amount. You can put $50,000. Why $750,000?
Because Charlie Sheen is a big name, and I had a reasonable expectation to see a show that would be on the quality level of that. He assured everybody, because of Tiger Blood and all of the things he said he had, and the fact that I was with a friend of mine, so there was a double humiliation, and then finally, the fact that it was a humiliation for me. I mean, it was emotional cruelty for me to go there all the way, halfway across the country, away from my family, away from my friends, the things that I know, the things that I love, and to be as far away as that, as in Detroit, and to go there and find nothing but a wasteland, you know.
What do you mean a wasteland? What does that mean?
Well, a comedy wasteland, if you will, because of what I do, or what my, you know.
Sir, this is a frivolous lawsuit. You know that, don't you?
No, sir, it is not. No, sir.
Yes, it's a frivolous lawsuit, you know, and you know that the people of this country are tired of these kinds of things.
Mr. Henry, Charlie Sheen's been in the news as a big wheel and a big man, and he was going to do a show, and I had every reason to believe.
But when you start suing somebody who put on a bad performance, and
well, sir, what you're leaving out of this is that he gave everyone the reasonable expectation that he would be it would be sweet,
and he gave everyone the reasonable expectation that it would be sweet, huh? He told everybody he sold everybody a bill of goods.
Not. You probably don't understand how lawsuits work.
Well, maybe I don't, but I know a frivolous lawsuit when I hear of one, and you're going to sue this guy, Charlie Sheen, for what exactly? Because he stunk?
Well, first of all, because he's not doing refunds, and secondly, yes, because he said he gave the impression, he advertised, he led people to believe that he was some kind of a comedy god. And I believe that we all went there expecting that.
Well, I didn't hear that. I heard a lot of people say, I heard one guy say, I'm coming here to see something completely asinine, but hey, you know, it'll be fun.
No, I didn't hear that at all. I think you're making that up.
No, I'm not making up anything. I heard a guy say, and I maybe wasn't the Detroit show, it was the Chicago show, but...
Well, there you go right there, see? The Chicago show, that's a whole different story. Okay.
You have to take personal responsibility. That's what I'm trying to tell you. No one forced you to go see Charlie Sheen. Nobody said, I gotta go, you know, you have to go see Charlie Sheen.
No, sir, I'm taking personal responsibility. I'm taking personal responsibility by saying to myself and to you and to your listeners, and if there were anybody at the show in Detroit, that I'd like you to join me in filing my mass class action lawsuit against Charlie Sheen.
Nobody forced you or anybody else to go to that show. And this is what we talk about when we talk about personal responsibility to sue a guy.
You've heard of false advertising.
I've heard of false advertising, okay? I've heard of false, when the guy says, you know, this car has 8 cylinders and it's only got 6.
Well, when a man says you're going to see something so spectacular, and on top of that, Mr. Henry, what you're missing and what most people miss is the personal humiliation that I felt when my friend Mr. Pettigrew looked at me and said, let's get out of here. And I had looked so forward to
it. You might have looked forward to it, and maybe your friend looked forward to it. When your friend sat down, he said, let's get out of here. You call that he humiliated you. He was talking about the show.
But it was a humiliation on me, and you don't get that. You got to understand how lawsuits work.
Now, you know what? I don't think I need a whole lot of education to understand how lawsuits work. And I can tell you right now, yours doesn't sound all that well put together. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Stephen Bozell, I knew this had happened. I knew it. Charlie Sheen's show in Chicago, in Detroit on Saturday night was such a stiff. People were demanding their money back, and now Mr. Bozell is suing for emotional cruelty, for false advertising, for loss of reputation. All of it because of Charlie Sheen. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. I don't know what you guys think. Maybe you think Charlie Sheen is such a disaster that he deserves to get sued. I don't have all that affection for Charlie Sheen. What I do have affection for is our country, our legal system, and I don't have affection for guys that try to take advantage of it. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night here until 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast here. And we're speaking with Mr. Stephen Bozell, who did go to Detroit for the Charlie Sheen show. When we, you know, I have very little interest in Mr. Sheen or any people that advocate his kind of lifestyle. And I certainly have very little interest in what it is that he does for a living, other than some very fine acting jobs that he's done in a few films. But you went to see him. Why?
Well, I believe I told you, Mr. Henry, I went to see him because I thought it was going to be a very high level of comedy that he has pioneered, and I felt that that was going to be it.
All right, and you didn't get that, so now you want to file this frivolous lawsuit, and that's what I'm calling it, sir, a frivolous lawsuit to jam up the court system and to try to get yourself $750,000.
No, this is not a frivolous lawsuit, Mr. Henry. I'm going to just interrupt you there. This is why our courts are here, sir.
Are you all right?
Well, I'm just... This is why the court system is here. Because this is a landmark where a Hollywood big shot thinks he's going to go on a stage and make a bunch of funny faces or whatever he does, and everyone, all the hicks are going to go, oh, you know, and then he walks off with a few million, and this is wrong, and that's why we're saying it's wrong.
Yeah, but you were one of those guys that wanted to go see him and believe, weren't you?
Yes, sir, I did, because that's how he represented it. And
you refused to give yourself any of the responsibility for these bad decisions. That's the thing that I'm not hearing from you, sir. Aaron in Phoenix, you're on the Phil Hendry Show here with Steve Bozell. Go ahead, please.
All right, so yeah. I've heard of shows before that were hyped up, and I'd go to them, and I didn't like them. I'd say, oh, well, you know, it's just a bad show. I've gone with friends. I told them it was going to be good, and they said, why did you think that was going to be good? I'm like, I don't know. Thought it was going to be good. But
right.
The point is, I don't, like, ask for my money back or, like, start up a big whole lawsuit. And you're talking about loss of character. Think about this. You go to court. You got a nice lawyer there with you, and you lose this case, and they're going to make fun of you in court because you're trying to sue another human being for basically not being funny. That's going to be more of a loss of a character. So think about what you have on the table here and what you stand to lose over what you stand to gain. It's not good, man. Not good at all.
Well, sir, I would ask the caller to consider this. You know, when you went to go see those shows and your friends went, man, why'd you drag us to this? You felt bad about that, but you didn't do anything about it, even though it was within your rights to do something about it.
Well,
you know,
like,
and I would also—I just want to point out one thing, Mr. Henry. There's precedent for this. The rock and roll group from Orlando, Florida. They're called Creed. I don't know if you're familiar with them.
Yes, I am.
They were sued by fans in Atlanta, Georgia, because their show was totally just rotten, and they were sued.
What was the upshot of that?
I do not know. But.
Well, look, Charlie Sheen is a drug addict. Charlie Sheen is a walking disaster. What made you think this guy was going to be some high level of comedy?
I don't understand what you mean. He's not had no drugs since he said he hadn't had any drugs in a long time, okay? If you saw, and I don't know if this gentleman, sir, did you see Sheen's Corner at all?
Am I still in, no, I haven't seen
it. Did you see Sheen's Corner, sir, that one that they had on TV?
No, I did not.
Okay, see, right there. So you can't comment.
I did.
Okay.
It sucked. It was the worst thing I ever saw in my life.
That's a lie, and you know it's a lie. And
no, it's the worst thing I ever saw from a professional entertainer like Charlie Sheen. Is a guy who's made millions on a big screen. This cat couldn't pull it off on a Ustream video.
I'm telling you right now, it was... Are you a police officer? Oh, great. Guy's a cop.
No, that's all right. Aaron, thank you very much for your call. I should have let that guy go because it does sound like he's got some other business to attend to. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're talking with Stephen Bozell. Mr. Bozell, put him on hold for just a second.
Got it.
And he is suing the promoter and Charlie Sheen, $750,000 worth, because the show that he went to on Saturday night in Detroit was that rotten that he wants his money back and he wants to sue on behalf of all the people that went and witnessed this abomination. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, Radio for Patriots by Patriots. We'll be right back.
Phil Henry. Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, live from the El Pacifico here. And if you are watching our video cast this evening, you can see that Phil TV in HD behind us is the El Pacifico, the churning Pacific Ocean. Our camera's catching what is outside the doors of our studio. And with us, Mr. Bozell, this late-night hour is still at work, a construction contractor, but a man who also went to Detroit on Saturday night to see the Charlie Sheen show. Now, I've told you, sir, and I'm not a schoolmarm trying to tell you what's up and what to do, but I don't know how else to tell you that this lawsuit, and you heard what the other man said, is going to be mocked in and of itself. Because it is a frivolous lawsuit when you say you want to sue a guy because the show that he did was rotten and he advertised that it wouldn't be.
If you are advertising that you are some sort of new kind of human being or some kind of new development of the human race, as Charlie Sheen very clearly had, and I've got notes here. I'm sorry. I have notes here.
It's all right.
And my attorney and I both went through his act. And I want to tell you something, Mr. Anthony.
This is a frivolous lawsuit because it is something that that you cannot sue for because you have to take responsibility for the fact that you went to this show.
Let me tell you something, Mr. Henry. This is a landmark lawsuit, not a frivolous lawsuit. This is going to be a landmark lawsuit. And as I said, Rosa Parks, okay, I'm sure you know who I'm talking about.
Rosa Parks?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And the reason why I'm bringing up Rosa Parks, if I could just finish.
Rosa Parks was involved in a civil rights movement, the likes of which would have would resound through the years.
If I could finish, sir, because there's not a lot different if you look at it from a purely from the standpoint of logic, much different from a consumer and a person who couldn't, you know, what were the black people in the 50s? They were consumers of a bus seat. And they're not getting a good seat, even though they pay the price. It's the same thing. If Jesus Christ had not, and I'm not comparing myself to Jesus, but if he had not let them, the Jews, kill him, there would have been nothing left.
And what do you mean the Jews kill him? What is that?
I'm quoting one of your colleagues, Mr. Beck, said that the Jews killed him. And
don't quote one of my colleagues, man. You're not going to bring that on this radio program. And you're comparing yourself to Rosa Parks to give some kind of weight to your lawsuit. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Here is Stephen in Pomona, California. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Stephen, go ahead.
Howdy. I was listening to this and listening to what the gentleman was saying now just makes me even more appalled and in a state of near disbelief. I mean, to think that he could present a lawsuit feeling like he was humiliated and whatnot. Jeez Louise, mister, you made the choice to stay there even longer after your buddy had the good sense to say, I'm getting out of here, this thing sucks. You stayed, and if you were already disappointed and humiliated, you made the choice to just pile more disappointment and humiliation upon yourself, you know? And if you, if this thing even...
I was trying to see if the show would get better. And thus keep me from having to sue him. And I don't think, you know, I didn't want to sue him. Can a gentleman hear me?
Can you hear us, Stephen?
Yeah, I mean, if this thing could ever even seize the inside of a courtroom, which I really doubt, you know, maybe the judge will have the common sense to award you a box of Kleenex or something and tell you to just bust up.
You're trying to mock me.
You know, I've done the shows before I've gone to shows before that were disappointing to me, and sometimes I left, and sometimes I thought maybe I'll give them a few more goes to see if it gets any better, but my goodness, right. Mr. Charlie Sheen is a human train wreck, and everything that he's portrayed in the media for the last few months, I wouldn't have gone there expecting anything more than, you know, I might go there with a bit of morbid curiosity to see if he would humiliate himself and make more of a spectacle of himself than he already had, but I sure wouldn't go there with any kind of thought that there might be any entertainment value in it at all, other than, as I said, like, you know, fulfill my morbid curiosity or something, because
and
I, that man
that
is
needs
just...
to be pointed out. That's a good point, Stephen. And the other thing is that
Mr. Henry, I've heard your opinion, and...
Well, I just wanted to follow up what the gentleman was saying, because he's absolutely right, and when you... You know, your view of Charlie Sheen is not that he's a human train wreck. You think he's some kind of comic genius.
I think that, if let me tell you something. Charlie Sheen, his comedy level is way up there. And that man said it's a human train wreck. That's only because of peer pressure that you people think that way.
And peer pressure? Look, there were people walking out of that show. Here's a guy that didn't even go to the show and he knows the guy's a human train wreck. I didn't go to the show and I know the guy's a human train wreck. You go to the show expecting to see comedy genius, and people are walking out and you still think there's a genius inside of Charlie Sheen.
No, I'm saying, yes, I am, and that he purposely tanked that show because he, you know, doesn't like Detroit and the goddesses didn't do... No sex. I don't know what happened to him.
And all right, look, I'm going to let Stephen go. Thank you for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL, a number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, as we talk here with Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, about Charlie Sheen's show in Detroit. So Charlie Sheen purposefully tanked the show, huh?
Yes, sir, I believe he did, yes.
And why?
Because I feel that he heard about... I don't know why, sir. I don't know why.
Well, don't you think you want to get that stuff together before you file a lawsuit?
That's not part of my lawsuit. My lawsuit is he stunk it out, and not only did he stink it out, he should have, and it should have been better, based upon the level of what he promised was going to be. God, why don't, you know...
You know, you don't even sound like...
Well, hold on for a minute, please.
You don't sound like you know what you want to say.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. But what's happened now is there's like, you talk about a train wreck, there's a whole train load of I hate Charlie Sheen, I hate Charlie Sheen, I hate Charlie Sheen coming down the track. And you can't even forget about it. You can't even stop it so some cars can pass. So, you know, I just think it's unfair, that's all.
You know what, I'll tell you what's happened here, Mr. Bozell, if you don't mind me saying. A whole lot of logic has gotten into your engine works here, and it's gummed it up. You wanted to come in here talking about false advertising and a loss of reputation and a this and a that, and you find out that we're making a whole lot of sense here, that Charlie Sheen is crap, and that the show you should have expected to be crap, and your lawsuit is going to be frivolous because the judge is going to tell you that much. And a landmark case, you think Rosa Parks?
I think, again... I think that you are missing it. There was a case called Brown versus the Board of Education, and that was in Topeka, Kansas, okay? And
I know. That was. Are you trying to tell me that this is what you're doing? You're trying to tell me that this is what you're doing with the Charlie Sheen lawsuit?
I'm saying that to protect consumers, yes, sir, it's that pivotal. I'm not saying that it's exactly the right way. That's the way that it's going to have to be.
I think, man, the more you talk about suing Charlie Sheen and getting your money back... The less it makes sense to even you. There's only one, as far as I know, I only know of one instance in which they will refund money for tickets, and that's if there's been some unforeseen act of God, like a fire or whatever, or the guy gets sick, or something like that. I've never heard of them refunding tickets because an artist stinks. And you expect a first here. You expect to see your money back because the artist did not perform up to the level that you wanted him to perform at. Let me ask you a question. Would you be happy with a refund, or would you still sue?
If I did what?
Would you be happy with a refund, or would you still sue?
I would have to sue because it's gone beyond the refund. I would have been happy with a refund if it had been right then and there. But we've gone now two whole days and there has been two full days of, I want to say, emotional cruelty worth.
And there's two whole days of what?
There's been two full days of cruelty that's been piled on.
What kind of cruelty has been piled on you?
You know exactly what I'm saying, Mr. Henry.
No, I don't. What kind of cruelty? Two full days of what cruelty?
Of the memory of having been, of the memory of seeing that show. And so it would have been okay the night of the show, but now the cruelty has built. It is not frivolous. It's what our laws, it's what our courts are here for. God darn it. It's what our courts are here for. It's what our courts are here for. It's what our courts are here for.
You keep saying that, man. Maybe you'll start believing it. Stephen Bozell with us on the Phil Henry Show as he talks about a lawsuit against Charlie Sheen and the promoters. He wants his money back. And he wants to, not only his money back, but now he wants $750,000 in a lawsuit for emotional cruelty, for false advertising, for loss of reputation. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
You know, next hour we're going to have Reverend David Castorini with us. And Reverend Castorini is a youth minister who has his own ideas on how to deal with the violence that attended the burning of that Quran by that Florida preacher. I don't know what this, Terry Jones, is that the guy's name? He burned a Quran, and then violence erupted in Afghanistan as the result. Now, I do not believe that even in a society, you know, I do not believe that in a society that that endorses free speech as we do, I don't think that that necessarily falls under the heading of yelling fire in a crowded theater, you know. They say that there's a certain kind of speech that is injurious to the general health and safety of people. If you walked into a theater and you yelled fire, do you have the freedom of speech to do that? And the answer, according to the courts, is no. So we're going to be talking with him next hour. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. This hour, we have Stephen Bozell from Corona, California. And Mr. Bozell, you know, I've calmed down a little bit. I hope you have too. I will simply tell you that I'm not saying you're not an intelligent man. I'm not saying any of those things.
Thank you.
I'm simply saying that bringing this into a courtroom, I mean, what would you call a frivolous lawsuit? Could you tell me that?
Mr. Henry, I'm not here to define for you what a frivolous lawsuit is. I'm here to tell you about my rights as they're articulated in the United States, you know, Constitution. And I got every right in the world to walk into a movie theater, to go into the theater that I went into in Detroit, the Fox Theater in Detroit, when Charlie Sheen's telling me all about how great he is, and he's got this Adonis DNA, whatever. And
you didn't literally think he's got Adonis DNA, do you?
No, sir, I did not. But I'm saying it's reasonable to expect he's going to be fantastic. And when you sit down in your seat and he stinks so hard and bad that your friend, Mr. Pettigrew, in this case, said to me that he wanted to get out while the getting was good. But I remember putting my face in my hands and just...
I mean, this was an emotional thing for you, too. That's the other thing that's very disturbing to me.
What's disturbing about that?
I don't know. It's just very disturbing to me that you're very emotional about it, that it's like you feel personally violated.
Yes, I feel betrayed, and that's why we're suing for $750,000. God.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to a phone call here in Greensboro, North Carolina. It's Linda. Hello, Linda. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Stephen Bozell. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Honestly,
yes, ma'am.
I feel like I should sue him for emotional distress, because I feel so humiliated by the way he's behaving over this matter. This is not something that needs to be tying up our court system. He compares himself to Rosa Parks. I compare him to an ambulance chaser. To me, he's like the type of person that'll see a wet floor sign and walk on it, hoping he's going to fall. so that he can sue somebody. If you don't like something, you get up and you leave. And you know what? You learn your lesson and you don't buy another ticket from them. Regardless of what other people say, how well you're doing.
I'm glad you said what you said, because now I got you. Because, okay, tell me this. What's the difference then between what you just called me, all right, and a woman who walks down a street in a miniskirt and she gets you-know-what? See?
A woman who walks down the street in a miniskirt and gets what? Tell me, gets what? Gets whistled at? Gets catcalled?
I don't think there's any woman that walks down the street that gets a catcall that's going to throw a lawsuit. No, ma'am. I'm not saying that. I said a woman that walks down the street in a miniskirt and she gets fondled.
Fondled, huh?
Yes.
That's against the law. It's not against the law for Charlie Sheen to suck when he performs.
It's against the law.
There's a big difference.
No, wait a second. You were blaming me, the victim, for what Charlie Sheen did to me.
You're not a victim.
So I'm saying,
you made yourself a victim when you refused to
pick
your butt up off the seat and walk out of the theater. So why should the court pay you for victimizing yourself? Now, if a woman walks down the street and fondles herself, then she's not a victim either. But guess what? If somebody else does it, then yes, she'd be a victim. I'm saying that
Charlie Sheen fondled me, or not fondled, didn't fondle me, but emotionally he fondled me.
I enjoyed the show. But
well, isn't that funny? I mean, I know you're trying to mock me.
I think
Charlie Sheen fondled me. Hello. Can I finish what I'm saying?
The lady is trying to talk.
Hello.
I think a lot of people will agree with you.
I don't think she can hear us.
Pick yourself up and leave the show.
Can Linda hear me? She cannot hear me. So we're back to this. What do you want to say, Mr. Bozell?
Forget it. She hogged up all the time.
Go ahead. Finish what you want to say.
Charlie Sheen fondled me emotionally, is what I'm trying to say.
Charlie Sheen fondled you emotionally.
You wish Charlie Sheen fondled you emotionally. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to tell you, I really hope that you really don't take yourself seriously and you just want some airtime. Because if you honestly feel like you have a legitimate cause, I would personally like to recommend
a
doctor for you.
I mean, Mr. Bozell, you got to understand, you know.
No, what you don't understand and what the lady doesn't understand, consumers have rights. And when a consumer stands up for his rights, we are immediately laughed at and mocked like we're nothing more than a turd, you know, a cat turd or something. My rights as a consumer were violated by Charlie Sheen when he said that he had tiger blood and all that. Okay, of course it doesn't exist.
Okay, when he called himself a warlock on national news, did you honestly feel like he was a warlock? Look at the form. He was saying that he was a warlock of comedy.
He was a warlock of comedy.
What does that mean, a warlock of comedy?
I don't know what that warlock of comedy means. All right, thank you very much, Linda. 877-876-PHIL, God Almighty. I don't even know if that caller could hear us. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Henry Show, Mr. Stephen Bozell on the line with us as we're talking about this show that Charlie Sheen put on in Detroit. Now, the one in Chicago was a lot better, from what I understand. Here is Bill in Grand Rapids. Bill, you're on the Phil Henry Show. 877-876-PHIL. So what are you going to do now?
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to continue with the lawsuit the best way that I know how. And I'm going to, what do you mean, what am I going
to
do?
I mean, you're going to continue to prosecute this thing, huh? You're going to wait for a court date?
You know, yes, we are, and I'll tell you why. Because all these people who had talked about Charlie Sheen being a turd, talking about Charlie Sheen being something off, you know, just you wipe off of a diaper, Charlie Sheen being nothing more than a loaded diaper, saying that Charlie Sheen's mind was nothing more than, that's what I was going to say, that Charlie Sheen's head was like a diaper that's loaded.
What is all of this, Charlie Sheen's head? Are you going to keep suing?
Yes, I am. And I'm going to sue the loaded diaper that is Charlie Sheen. And hopefully the judge will see, if your listeners have not seen, consumers have rights, too. So when you get out there and you say you got tiger blood, then, friend, you better show me some Frosted Flakes.
All right, Mr. Bozell, I thank you very much, sir.
No, you don't. You say that you do, but...
Get out of here. Stephen Bozell, if you say you got tiger blood, you better show me some Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, I'm telling Tony the Tiger.
Oh. Wow. 877-876-PHIL is our number here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. What the hell is with the phones tonight?
I don't know. You're doing the right side.
877-876-PHIL. So coming up next is David Castorini. He is with the youth ministry, Castorini Youth Ministry. And we will talk to him about the burning of the Quran. What is free speech? How can we find a way to mellow the mood and so forth? World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.